So you guys are using, you don't have amps on stage, right? At
no, Bandstand? No amps.
Yeah, so are you using in-ears?
Not them.
No?
We did at the Opera House.
Okay.
But they haven't moved. I've got the all in-ears from the Opera House. They haven't installed them at the Bandstand yet, so we can have live monitors.
Hmm. Do you have any trouble hearing everything up there?
Nope.
No?
Not whatsoever. Everything works fine. Hmm. But it's a little loud with the drums.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's interesting because you have the live drums without
the shield.
The shield around it, but then no amps on stage either. I didn't notice it until, I don't know, I was there yesterday for a while, and then I was like, okay, there's no amps. Okay. Yeah. But it's still sound. The mix is good. You know, everything's good in the
room. Matter of fact, the guitar player doesn't even use this monitor. He's got this weird sense of hearing, you know, he doesn't even use a monitor for himself.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure he's got anything coming through his monitor. So.
Oh, okay, so you do have actual live monitors there. You do. Like, you have a monitor facing you.
Yeah, yeah, they're bad placement. I don't know who got that gig to put those in, but they're not right.
Yeah, that seems to be prevalent on Bourbon Street. Seems to be prevalent on Bourbon Street, for sure. All right, what else do I want to talk about? Covered everything that I wanted to talk about. Anything else you want to?
I think I think song selection is a big thing with cover bands, and not playing what you want to play is a big thing. If it was up to me, I'd be playing Kiss and Thin Lizzy all night.
Right.
We're not going to make any money doing that, you know? So, I tell you what, before I came to Bourbon Street, I never played Brown Eyed Girl. I never played Keep Your Hands to Yourself. We would play Motorhead and stuff like that, you know, before Bourbon Street. I remember coming to Bourbon Street, playing some of that stuff, and people asked if all the stuff we didn't know, and we evolved.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you guys take requests all the time?
We do, but generally people don't have the chance to, because we don't have a lot of dead air in between songs.
That's good.
You see that money shaking. Well, hold on now. What do you want?
Yeah.
So, you know, other than that, we don't take requests too much. If you get a chance to holler it out and we know it, we'll play it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I find that often people will come up with the money and then request them. Yeah. We'll listen to them if they have the money in there.
But generally, it's not a lot of time for somebody to ask for something. That's right. Why you got to catch one of the singers when they're not singing a song. That's how you get it done. Just shout it to us on stage, we'll never hear you. You know, one of the singers will.
Well, I'm impressed with how educated you are and doing this well, because a lot of things that you guys do are the things that I preach to other people, that I've written about in articles that I teach, like no dead air, you know, the way you look on stage, song selection, all that stuff is important. And
you know, I've gotten engaged in a couple of things on Cover Band Central, but you know, unfortunately, look, everybody got their own idea, you know, but this is what works for me,
right?
And I can't see it not working for somebody else,
right?
You know, just how I do it. And believe me, I'm no rocket scientist. I just figured my way through this thing.
Right.
You know, not a lot of people to go on, because not a lot of people are doing what we do.
Right. And that's why I wanted to feature you guys, because I noticed that, you know, right away. That the bands I'm featuring for Spotlights, to me, are the ones that are doing it right. That I consider doing things right out there.
And like I said, one of my keys to my success is everybody in the band is better than me. I'm nothing. I'm just a guy that's got to sweep up after them after they're gone. Yeah.
I see you saying that a lot on Facebook. You know, you kind of put yourself down.
People dog me out. Yeah. That's why I keep it up. I am the worst bass player on Bourbon Street. There's no doubt about it. I am the worst. I'm self-taught. I got bad habits, you know. That's how it is. I'm self-taught. I've got bad habits. You know, growing up, I played trumpet, tuba, and other things, you know, in high school, junior high, and elementary school. And, you know, got a wild hair on my ass when I was 16 years old. I want to play bass because I was watching Phil Lynott and Gene Simmons, you know? I want to do that. And that's how it started.
That's great.
Every night I'll take lessons and there's something I can't figure out. But that was before all the availability of songs online. You know, now everything's on. You don't have to listen to a record anymore. You don't have to, like, everything's online.
Yeah.
I don't even hook up an amp at home. I got my iPad with my iRig on it. And, you know, it's so easy now.
Yeah. Do you guys add new material regularly? Or
no, you heard it. You heard one yesterday, Zombie.
Oh, okay. Right.
We just started doing that the day before. But we'll play a Halloween song. What do you want to do? I said, somebody said Zombie. I said, hey, do you want that Halloween? Okay then, let's do it. You know, Sarah wanted to do it. I said, hey, what? Sarah can sing the phone book as far as
I'm concerned. She's fantastic. Where did you find her?
We needed a drummer one night. A drummer, for whatever reason, was sick or whatever. And the guitar player said, oh, I know a girl like a drum. I said, okay, we'll get her over here. And at the end of the night, I said, she can't drum. it was a massacre. And anyway, we decided we needed another singer. We had two male singers at one time. And one of them, he got a little smart in his pants there a little bit, said I could never replace him. I went, you said that to me? I said, you're gone. So anyway, he was gone. And I said, we need another singer. I said, let's go for a female singer. Never had one in my life. And we went through a few people, just didn't work out. You know, it just in auditioning, it was live auditions. When you come on stage, you gotta be ready and running.
Right.
So anyway, the guitar player said, you remember the girl that drummed with us? I said, oh no. Oh, she could sing, she could sing. I said, really? I said, tell him, come out, fam. And you saw Sarah yesterday, and that's how I saw her the first. Well, that she was a little refined the first night she sang with us. Then the next week when she came, it's what you saw last night. It was like night and day. We don't know what happened, but she found her spot really quick, and she can sing.
She can. Actually, the first time I heard her was you posted a video of her singing Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At Opera House. That's the first time I ever heard her sing. And I watched that video. I'm like, holy smokes, this chick's got some pipes. So then I came in and saw you guys. I actually did a Facebook Live. I want to say it's at least a year ago. A year ago you were at Opera House, right? Probably a year. When did Opera House close?
Probably right after Mardi Gras last year.
Yeah, so it might have been a year and a half ago. But I came in and did a Facebook Live of her singing. So that video's out there.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's got some pipes. Yeah.
And if the hard thing is when we get somebody else to come in and sing, I got to stop judging them against Sarah.
Her, yeah,
yeah, because then I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed. So.
Boy.
Not that the other singers are not good, but Sarah's exceptional.
Yeah, she's great.
She's very exceptional, and what makes her exceptional is not only her singing, but the way she handles the crowd, the way she handles everything as far as a band would want out of a singer or personnel in the band. Let's go with Tip Jar. Phenomenal on a tip jar, and that's what we call free money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I saw her doing that yesterday. She was very good at it. Oh, smiles, talking to people. Yeah.
Yeah, and when she puts her hand on your shoulder, and that means a lot. You touching somebody, it's so weird. I tell you, touching somebody means a lot. That's where the money starts rolling.
Yeah.
Just touch them. You see them, they'll go around the audience, you know, before a couple of songs before they pass the tip jar, talking to people and things like that. And when the tip jar comes out, boop, 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 boop.
Right,
that's loading up.
Yeah. Yeah, Tracy does that too.
She's good at it.
She's pat people on the shoulder. She'll ask everybody.
Tracy's good at that too.
Yeah.
She's got one or two more days to sing with us this year. But she does good with the tip jar.
Yeah.
But I gotta stop thinking about Sarah when these other people sing. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So Sarah's going to go out having surgery right after Thanksgiving. She's going to be out about 6 weeks. Get something in her throat that she's going to get fixed up. And she'll be good to go after that.
Cool. And is she, is it her full-time job too?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, I think we've got enough as far as recording is concerned. All right.